Count to 100 by ones. Solve real-world problems that involve addition and subtraction. Understand how a nonfiction book is organized. Those are some of the more than 60 skills 5-year-olds are expected to learn now in Indiana's public kindergartens. And they're the same skills that can cause a student to struggle during the first grade if they're not exposed to them earlier.
I'm hoping that they're going to be able to read and write and do their math and be able to count and recognize numbers. And, you know, we're doing a lot with, you know, number sense and it's unbelievable.
That's Karen Berman, a 24-year kindergarten teacher at Greenbrier Elementary. Today, students in her Washington Township class use interactive technology, shout out fractions during group number games, and learn how the government works. Kindergarten, she says, is the new first grade.
I think you have to mandate kindergarten, okay? Because what difference does it make if you put them in pre-K and then they don't go any further? Do you know what I mean? And then they go to first grade, they're still going to be behind. Yes, you have to have the pre-K. There's no question about it, but you have to mandate kindergarten.
But compared to the nation, Indiana is not out of step. Only 15 states require children to attend kindergarten at age 5, and 35 states, including Indiana, don't require kindergarten at all, according to the Education Commission of the states. This year, State Superintendent Glenda Ritz and the Indiana State Teachers Association made mandatory kindergarten one of their top legislative priorities. But two bills to do just that never made it out of committee. House Education Committee Chairman Republican Bob Banning says there's no need to lower the compulsory school age from 7 to 5 because most children already attend class at age 5, and parents should have the choice whether or not to send them.
I just don't see it as quite a big an issue as maybe some do because of the 97% attendance.
So, do nearly all Indiana kids attend kindergarten? That depends on who is doing the counting and how. Banning's estimate used state DOE data and is the simple difference between first graders enrolled in 2014 and kindergartners enrolled in 2013. But that data doesn't include schools not accredited by the state or homeschool students. A recent report by Education Week came up with a very different estimate. Using the current population survey from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, the EdWeek report found less than 74% of eligible Hoosier children were enrolled in kindergarten in 2013, a rate that puts Indiana near the bottom of the country for kindergarten enrollment. State Senator Greg Taylor is a Democrat who authored one of the kindergarten bills.
Really what it comes down to is there are people who still are in the state of Indiana, legislators who make laws that don't believe that we should be in the business of telling parents when they send their child to school until they're at least 7. Whereas we all know that kids that go to pre-K and kindergarten actually have more success.
Taylor says there's a disconnect among lawmakers who support the pre-K pilot but reject debate about the merits of lowering the mandatory age for school. But Benning disagrees. He says the ongoing investment in pre-K is proof the state is making strides in early education.
If you're going to take advantage of the preschool option, then you're going to take advantage of kindergarten, because obviously we don't want to have the successes we get in preschool and then have them walk away. But I logically, that's not going to happen anyway.
Indiana University professor of early childhood education, Mary McMullen, understands lawmakers' differing opinions. She is also torn on the issue. On one hand, McMullen worries for the child left at home in front of a TV with a family member. But on the other, she questions whether Indiana is ready for such a change. Does the state even have enough qualified childhood education teachers?
The whole birth to age 6-7 has to be reconsidered in the state. And we are doing some many, many fine things. But before we tread into requiring kindergarten, before we even know what that either means or who would be in charge of the kindergarten curriculum, I recommend against it.
No matter what happens with state policy, kindergarten teacher Karen Berman says she and other teachers will strive to teach and nurture their students.
The bottom line is we want them all to be successful and have, you know, self-confidence. And the only way you're going to have self-confidence is if you can achieve certain goals. And that's what I think. So as long as we make sure that they have a solid foundation that other teachers can build upon, that's our goal.
For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Eric Weddle.